You're listening to Vatican Radio. On Friday, Pope Francis meets with leaders of the World Communion of Reformed Churches, a group which comprises some 80 million Christians in countries right across the globe. The delegation, led by President Jerry Pillay and Secretary General Chris Ferguson, will also hold talks with the Vatican's Council for Promoting Christian Unity and with the Justice and Peace Council, since social justice is at the heart of the dialogue between these two global communities. Father Avelino Gonzalez heads the desk for dialogue with Reformed Churches at the Council for Christian Unity. Just ahead of the papal audience, he talked to me about the meeting and about the focus of this long-standing ecumenical relationship.
The WCRC is a union of two separate groups, often referred to as WORC and the Ecumenical Council, the World Ecumenical Council of Reformed Churches. They merged in 2010. So there was the WORC and REC, the Reform Ecumenical Council. They merged into the WCRC, and so that's who our main dialogue partners are right now. And they represent about over 225 member churches in 100 different countries. So it's pretty wide, and the churches that are in that communion, if you will, are, for example, the Congregational Church, Presbyterian Church, the Reformed, Dutch Reformed, the United and Uniting Churches, and the Waldensian Churches.
So they represent quite a wide variety of different backgrounds and cultures as well. Where would you say the majority of Reformed churches are based today?
The majority of the churches are in the Global South. Now, the headquarters is in Hanover, Germany. They were in Geneva for many years, but are now in Hanover, Germany. But the majority of those member churches are in the Global South.
You say that they are your main dialogue partner, and this dialogue with the Reformed churches has been going on for almost half a century, hasn't it?
Very much so. Right after the Second Vatican Council, as you know, after the council, there was a huge excitement about ecumenism and dialogue, building bridges that would get us past the resentment and everything else. And from the very beginning, the church was talking to the Reformed churches right after the Vatican Council. So we just finished our fourth international phase of dialogue, which is significant.
Tell us a bit more about that. There's about to be a document released, isn't there, summarizing the results of this fourth phase?
That's right. We just finished this past month, May 2016. We just officially wrapped up this last fourth phase of dialogue. The report will be entitled Justification and Sacramentality, the Christian Community as an Agent for Justice. And one of the central themes of the dialogue and also the report is the necessary relationship between justice and justification. And the background in all this, of course, is the anniversary, the 500th anniversary coming up this next year in 2017 of the Reformation. It's a commemoration from us, from our perspective. But in anticipating that event, the theme of justification and justice was considered to be very important. And there's also a very exciting background to all this, which is that right now within the WCRC, the World Communion of Reformed Churches, there is a desire to associate themselves with the JDDJ, the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification. And this is very exciting.
That has already been extended from the Catholic Lutheran original declaration to the Methodist. So you're saying this could be the next group of Protestant churches that will be joining up to be part of that important declaration?
Absolutely. The Methodist joined, and then now the anticipation. We, of course, at the Pontifical Council, we have encouraged the Reformed churches to do everything they can in the process to join. And we believe that there's a gravitas. The JDDJ is now becoming somewhat of an ecumenical platform where a lot of the Reformed churches can unite around. If this trend continues, it opens up a lot of interesting avenues or prospects. And so we're kind of excited about that.
Any ideas when this might happen? Any idea of a timeline yet?
Well, the General Council is for the Reformed Church is scheduled for June and July of next year, or 2017. Again, because of the 500th anniversary, it's a 26th General Council. And the idea is that this would be resolved by then so that they could have a signing a formal association with the JDDJ for that general council.
You mentioned the connection between justification and justice, the social action, which is really at the heart of the Reformed churches today, isn't it?
It is, and something that you often hear the Reformed church talk about is the Accra Confession, which is a document that's a product of their 24th General Assembly, which was in Accra, Ghana, in Africa. It was here that the so-called Accra Confession addresses issues of economic justice, as well as the issue of the destruction of the earth, or in other words, ecological justice. And this is seen very much along the lines of the encyclical letter of Pope Francis, Laudato Si. So there's a lot of gravitas, a lot of discussions now along the same lines. This is also very interesting because there sort of seems to be a harmony or that's coming around this issue.
Pope Francis indeed has been a source of great inspiration, I think, for many of the Reformed Church leaders. During his visit to the United States, I read that many of them were deeply inspired by his personal outreach to people on the margins, the prisoners, the poorest of the poor in America today. What do you hope can come out of this meeting with Pope Francis?
Of course, you know, dialogue, ecumenical dialogue, it's all about building relationships. So the face-to-face encounters, especially within world leaders, the Pope and the General Secretary of the WCRC and the President, all of this continues to build bridges. So our hope is, of course, that we continue within this context of spiritual ecumenism, if you will, to continue to build bridges towards the future, to the vision that the Church has for ecumenical dialogue, which is full visible communion. We still have that as our hope and our focus and our goal.
My thanks to Father Avelino Gonzalez, head of the Desk for Dialogue with Reformed Churches at the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.